Hey everybody, it's Anna Marie Ann Thomas here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. Me! And we got all the life experience, and you can't beat us, so there. Me! Half joke, half serious. And I am part lady, part silly. Okay.
And so, shout out to Vlad TV.
Oh yeah, hi!
Soft white underbelly.
Yeah.
And the Matthews family. Yes. Thanks for doing a good job. Very inspiring.
Oh yes, yes, yes. I'll have to check that one. I haven't checked that one out yet. Okay, so what are we talking about today, guys? We are talking about a video came out a few weeks ago that slightly irritated me a little bit, but it's not all bad. Well-intentioned, but lacking in experience. So we're going to take our Pursuing Compatibility spinoff on it. So relationship expert Stephen or Stefan, I can't pronounce his name.
Stefan.
Oh, God, how do you pronounce that? Labossiere. Is that French or Haitian or something?
I would say Labossiere.
He reveals why he thinks people are still single. Sorry, I'm getting type of and we're gonna give a pursuing compatibility humility check to this of them. Point number one, something is wrong with you for being single. I'm gonna give you a reality check. The genie here is single, okay? And it's because my last relationship was 8 years. It was very heartbreaking, very devastating, did a lot of crying. So, no, there's actually nothing wrong with me. It's because we actually grew apart. It's very insulting when you say things like there's something wrong with you. Yes and no. Okay? So, yes on some levels because some people are not willing to compromise. So, like we, you know, Thomas and I talk about there's dual meanings. There's positive and negative compromise. And if you are not willing to compromise and you cannot apologize and you have pride and ego issues, you will fail.
Mm-hmm.
No doubts. Whether you're with the right person or the wrong person, you're going to fail. You're not going to be happy. You know, we talk about that a lot. However, not everyone, that's not the case for everybody. Some people, you know, didn't, you know, they thought they were with the right person and they just weren't. You know, you've been divorced twice, had lots of girlfriends. I've had dates and boyfriends and stuff like that. And it just didn't work out, you know. You found the love of your life. I'm still in the progress. But the point is that's insulting to insinuate that. And I've gotten compliments from guys a lot where they're like, I can't believe you're single. I can't believe, you know, you're a gorgeous woman. Mm-hmm. You're a good woman. I can't believe you are. And I'm like, well, it goes to show that people have bad luck. And this is not just me. Lots of people. Mm-hmm. This is why the genie's working on magical projects. And please do check out my company information below if you have not. And like, subscribe. It helps us out and grow faster. Please, please do.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that annoyed me. That annoyed me. So what are your thoughts on that?
So when you say something wrong with you is because you're single, no. Some people have a longer process.
Yeah, people are different.
Some people have a longer process.
Some people are different. Some people are genuinely lucky to find their soulmate young.
Right. So
some people are.
Right. So just because you're still single now, that don't mean there's no hope for you.
Yeah.
There's always hope for you. Because you always tell you there's always hope.
Yeah, I know.
And so now, say you find the love of your life tomorrow.
I doubt it, but
No, just say. Just hypothetically.
I wish. I'm still waiting on my Superman.
Yeah, hypothetically.
Hypothetically. I would remain humble.
You and I are on the same level.
Yes.
Because now you found the same thing I found.
Right, and then I'll be like, oh, crap. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, my point is, I don't consider myself no better than you.
Right.
Just because you're still single, and I found the love of my life, and we're working on 17 years.
Right.
I ain't no better than you.
Well, and that's
why I'm not.
Right, and that's why married people, if you're happily married and you're watching me, stay humble, please. Mm-hmm. Just because you got lucky doesn't mean it's lucky for the rest of people, or some people take us longer.
Everybody else around you still have hope.
Yeah, and there's still hope, and you know, yet you do, I agree with what he's saying, you do have to compromise. If you're not willing to compromise and you have ego, pride issues, then I recommend you going to see some mental health counseling. You have a problem, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I say that with compassionate self-love, okay?
Right.
But like, one of my best friends is single, and we're both, like, very nice people. And she's like, look at me, I'm a very nice person. And she's never had a boyfriend. And everyone's like, wow. And I'm like, well, yeah, it just goes to show some people genuinely just have bad luck. So it is insulting
to
say that.
Some people are just not relationship material. Some people just
not. Well, she is. But some people, you're right. Some people are just not
relationship material, and some people are not marriage material.
Right.
That's why I always like the to stress that because that exists. Yeah. But now we ain't gonna stress there's no hope either.
There's always gonna be hope. Yeah.
But
yeah,
you gotta stress that part of it too because it's a reality check.
And I think some people don't realize like they are relationship. I think like we say there's always hope, meaning like we may not even realize we may not even be relationship material because it could just be maturity.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like I was going through like a debate with someone yesterday online where he was like he didn't agree with me where we're not psychologically developed at 25. I was like, but I think that there's a difference between we could be psychologically developed, mm-hmm. but you could also be lacking in life experience development.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a two different things.
That's the reason why they build prisons.
Yeah.
Now, from my principal standpoint, I said pursuing compatibility, it permeates everything.
Yeah.
I'm using principle. That's why they build prisons. There are some people are not meant to be in society. They're meant to be locked up because they're
mentally crazy. Yeah.
You know. Sad. So I'm just using that from a principal standpoint to show you how pursuing compatibility transcends everything, mm-hmm. relationships, jobs, or how you deal with people, mm-hmm. whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And like what Stefan was saying, he was saying that how many people look at their health and what they eat and, you know, how
but
they...
But a lot of people, when they get married, they get complacent. Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. And I don't want to get complacent. I don't want a complacent marriage. I want someone that's going to put in the same amount of work that mm-hmm. I am.
I don't want to date you with, if you're like this. I mean...
Yeah. Well, but it happens a lot. And again... We do it a lot. I mean, I
won't say that in a bad way about somebody who's heavy. I just say it from health reasons.
Right. I don't want to be a babysitter.
Yeah, health reasons. And so, yeah, he hit the nail on the head when he said that, you know. I said, I totally agree with that, you know.
Yeah.
Do you focus on how much water you drink? Do you focus on what you put a vitamin in your body? You know, do you get up? Do you be active?
Right,
you know,
right.
Those are little things. That is not, it is not big,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But we just got on a tangent, but just you got to stay on. I'm always trying to tell her about principle. We got it. Principle means you're supposed to stay on point, right?
Yeah. We're both going tangents. Okay, so point number two is connection. There's, if he argued, if there's connection, there's chemistry. Well, I don't know about that. So, okay, this is my, before we chat. So, like I said, in my past 8-year relationship, we did grow apart, so... I do think, though, I mean, I do think when you're with the right person, you don't grow apart. There is an argument. But at the same time, who could be right for you when you're in your early 20s may not be right for you in your late 20s and 30s. Because people change, people evolve, and your goals change. So when I was with my ex in the beginning, our goals were aligned.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we were, together over time, it just changed. I can't explain it. It just changed. And that doesn't mean he did something wrong per se. It doesn't mean that I was wrong. It's just mm-hmm. he's still a wonderful person. I cared about him. It broke my heart. You know, it was really heartbreaking. I've cried a lot about it. It's hard. You know, I don't want to hurt him, and he didn't want to hurt me. And sometimes it just happens in life, and it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. And mm-hmm. starting over does suck. And I empathize with a lot of people. And I just had an interview today with a meeting today with someone that wants to work with me or help me, and he was resonating with my heartbreak in a different way, and so he was like opening up to me about his heartbreak and his life. So it happens a lot, and mental illness happens a lot with growing apart. So what someone may not have a mental illness when you first are together,
mm-hmm.
but then you could develop a severe mental illness later, and then you just get exhausted and you don't have that discussion about that kind of thing.
That perseverance.
Yeah, right. About that perseverance or what will happen if you get in this situation or blah, blah, blah. So there's that. There is that argument where it was when you're with the right person or he said when you could meet the right person but the wrong time. I don't know. I think that's a theory that could be possible for some people.
I believe in destiny.
Yeah.
You know, because if it was meant to happen, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You can't, you know.
But I at the same time, there is that argument. It's like, okay, well, if you were really right for me, why were you such a jerk to me?
Right. Well, it depends on, we always say, I share this with you.
Yeah.
My daughter used to come in the house using an allegory.
Yeah.
My dog used to come in the house and say, "Oh, Dad, he hit me, he hit me." I said, "Wait, wait, 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 wait." She's like, she'll look at me. I said, "So hold on, tell me what you did."
Yeah.
You know, she'll look at me. I said, "How about you stay in the house and don't go back out there, so you won't have nothing to come back in and tell me."
Right, right, right.
So it takes two to tango.
Right, it takes two to tango. Right.
So what if something what you do on a regular that making your mate crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And so would you say he's being a butthole to you? Or are you realizing how you coming?
Well, there's that. There could also be where some people were friends. Like they were friends and then someone was a jerk and dissed the one person. And then they didn't give an explanation, you know, ghosting, nonsense, crap, which I can't stand modern dating these days. And I don't even know if my brother's ever ghosted anybody.
Yeah. Well, then the one thing is I can use my wife.
Yeah.
She does stuff that annoys me to this day.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's round and round we go. It ain't nothing I'm not used to.
Right, right, you know? Right, right. Well, that's why you need time apart from each other.
Yeah. And then... You ask yourself, well, how bad is it?
Yeah.
What you, everything she've done or you've done, I got to use myself too because I'm not what you have to call an angel, but whatever. Yeah. You know, I'm pretty sure I do stuff to.
Well, every couple is different. I mean, you have your system,
So that's why I grew to love her because they're very tolerable. They're not. The stuff that she does that's annoying me, it's very tolerable.
Right.
And I make it my business to be tolerable because you want her to tolerate you too.
Right.
You know, but then what your deal is, you feel that your ex, you guys didn't want the same thing.
We just grew apart. I can't explain it.
You didn't want
the
same thing.
Yeah, like in the beginning it was, but then it just something in my body felt like I changed a lot, and then we changed in different ways, and sometimes it just happens, and it's really, really heartbreaking if you guys went through this.
That's a good marriage, though. It's great.
Oh my God. I gotta fix this issue.
But anyway... You know, that's what you call perseverance when you can put up with one another and stuff like that, and you're willing to do it, and you want the same goals.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't say, we said this in another video, I'm not trying to say... I'm not trying to say you're supposed to be like, you know... precise.
Yeah.
But you got to be in the same ballpark.
Right.
But you
kind of
need the contrast though to make your relationship mean something.
Well, that's where with connection chemistry where he forgot about compatibility and what is the definition of compatibility, and like we say pursuing compatibility, are we pursuing compatibility properly? Are we pursuing codependency? Are we pursuing financial codependency? Are we pursuing avoiding our loneliness? What are we pursuing exactly?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are we pursuing attention like we talk about a lot? Because a lot of people pursue attention. Mm-hmm. Are we pursuing lust and we may not even realize that we did it? Mm-hmm. I definitely did it. I'm guilty of it. I know you are guilty of it.
I love the meaning of compatibility.
Yeah.
Able to cohabitate in the same place with harmony.
Yeah, with harmony. And what is the definition? Now everyone's different now. If that works, everyone's different. I could never date someone that's exactly like me. We drive each other insane.
Yeah.
So it's we drive each other insane. So it's like we have to have a yin and yang. Now, some other people, if that works for you, power to you. That would not work for me at all.
If I love you enough, I say, shh, I'm going to get away from this crazy woman. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go on the other side of the room.
Yeah, yeah.
But hey, babe, I'll be back. I still love you, though. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure, I hope you feel the same way about me.
Right, well. Of course, it's like, honey, I love you, but I need space.
Yeah.
You go on a road trip, I'll go on a road trip.
Yeah. I'll see you later.
Sweetie, we'll appreciate each other better after the weekend.